Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quantity assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm trying to get my weekly claim thing done.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a weekly certification. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. First, can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
418-399-9060.
That's going to be 418-399-9060. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
My name is Nefradia E. Hamilton. And what else did you need? Date of birth, 2/20/78.
And your mother's maiden name?
Davis.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
Last week.
You said you had filed your weekly certification on last week. Is that correct, ma'am?
I filed it. I haven't done it for this past week because I haven't been able to get through, get into it. It's saying that the system is down or the page not working or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. Did you need the number to the weekly certification?
No, I need to find out what's going on with my case, and it's saying that some discrepancies or some type of problem with separation of employment or something going on with it. I'm trying to figure out why is it that I have to go through so much to get unemployment, considering I worked with the pandemic for the past 2 years. I've never missed a day, and now I have to go through all of this just to get 5 or 6 weeks of unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. The only thing that you need to do is just file your weekly certification on every Sunday, and the only thing that can be able to help you do is reopen your claim. Would that be okay? Yes, ma'am. The only thing, it's like you had missed a couple of weeks of filing your weekly certification, and you had to be able to reopen your claim. Did you want me to help you out with that?
That's fine.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions.
I can't open it if the system is not working.
Okay, you're not going to be able to open it up?
Yeah, I mean, I want to open it. I'm just saying the system, I just tried to file it today. It says that you can open it from Monday through Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. I can be able to help you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I could be able to help you reopen your claim for you. I'm going to ask you some questions. Have your name changed?
No.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify your driver's license date and the number?
The date that I got it or what?
No, ma'am. Verify your driver's license state that's on your driver's license and the number.
Alabama is the state. Let me give you the number. Okay. It's 712-6537.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
I want them going direct deposit.
Did you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
Hold on, let me pull that out. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my routing number is 062-000-080. So that should be 062, and then it's 000-080.
Okay, that's going to be 062-40-080. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your account number?
937-924-44321.
That's 937-924-44321. Is that correct?
No, it's 937-924-4321.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 937-924-4321. Is that correct?
No, it's 937-924-4321.
Let me repeat this back to you again. That's going to be 937-924-4431. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
2408 38th Street East, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
Is my what now?
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No. It's 2408 38th Street East, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, it has not.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
205-861-4328.
And what is your email address?
It's spelled just like my name. It's capital N-I, capital F-R-E-D-I-A, capital H, at gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be your first name, then the letter H, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your mailing address is 2408 38th Street East, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405. Is that correct?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Is it the Carnivals? Is it the Hawks? Is it Spin? Is it Thundering Chickens? Or is it none of the above?
I didn't get the first part of the question.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Is it the Carnivals? Is it the Hawks? Is it Spin? Is it Thundering Chickens? Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 10647 Charlie Johnson Road? Is it 1528 Six Way Northwest? Is it 201 Clay Tidewell Road? Or is it 3409 First Court? Or had never been associated? Okay.
3409 First Court.
Yes, ma'am.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Albertville? Is it Northport? Is it Madison? Is it Mobile? Or is it none of the above?
Northport, Alabama.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, I work for Tuscaloosa County School System. I'm the supplementary substitute. I work all the way through the pandemic up until June 30th. But I haven't worked since May 26th, but the last check I got was June 30th.
Yes, ma'am. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
When was the last day you worked?
May 26th of 2022.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the information. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 205-861-4328.
No.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama or a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I don't repeat that again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't have either, no.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union, hiring home?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
Supplementary substitute teacher under contract.
Okay, you said supplemental. I can't even pronounce it correctly. Supplemental.
That means that you work under contract and you're there every day.
Okay, were you performing duties that are instructional in nature or deliver direct services to students or parents? Is that correct?
Yeah, we work in the office or either in the classroom.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, and other opportunities.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is the name of your employer?
Tuscaloosa County School System.
Is it Tuscaloosa Education Board?
Yes. for the county.
Thank you. What is your employer phone number?
Two seven six three.
Okay, let me change that for you. My apology. And that's going to be once again 205-342-2763. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is your employment start date?
August. I got hired on August 16th of 2019.
August the 16th, 2019. Is that correct?
The 16th.
Okay, you said, yes, ma'am. August the 16th, 2019. Yes, ma'am. When was the last day that you worked?
You mean this year?
Yes, ma'am. Was it May the 26th?
Yes.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Tuscaloosa County, Hillcrest High School.
That's going to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Yes.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I didn't.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I'm not.
Is the education system you work for currently between school terms or on an established vacation period?
They did have summer school available jobs, but it wasn't enough for me to work.
Okay. Did you want me to put down no for you, or you want me to put down yes?
I mean, you can put no, but I mean, like I said, they did have jobs available for the summer.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Do you have reasonable assurance of employment for the next school term?
I don't know.
Did you want me to put down no for you?
You can put down no.
Has your employer provided you with a letter of termination?
No.
Is this your separate employer, your last employment?
What now?
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes, I mean, I don't know what's going on as far as, you know, whether we're getting a contract or what.
Okay. Why are you no longer working? Is it going to be because of lack of work?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did your letter have 10% on your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Let me go get one.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the temporary PIN?
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 6078.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application.
I'm already in there. I went to a career fair thing last week. I'm already in there.
Okay, you said you're already in there. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/Bozeman and update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Fail to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to file instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Do I need to certify for this week or no?
Yes, ma'am. You have to be able to file your weekly certification on this Sunday.
So what week did I miss?
Okay, it looked like you missed like 2 weeks for while filing your weekly certification.
That's because I couldn't file because the system was down.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
When I did try to do it, it said that it was not working. Invalid page or something like that. So that wasn't my fault.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that. Did you need the number to the inquiry line about your back date?
Yes.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I am.
It's 1-800-361-4524. And you should be able to call that number right after 5 p.m. And that's going to be Sunday through Thursday to schedule an appointment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any more questions for me?
No.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.